Hallelujah. The days of fasting. Praying and fasting is one of the foremost ordinances of the scripture. In Matthew 6:16, the scripture says, when ye fast. That shows an instruction. When you fast, you should fast. So we are instructed to fast. The Bible said, when you fast. Isaiah 58 verse 6. He said, is it not a fast I have chosen? Some translators say, it's not a fast I have ordained. So it's an ordination. So it's an ordinance. Fasting is an ordinance of the scriptures. It's an instruction of Jesus. In Acts 13 verse 2, the scripture says, Acts 13:2, and as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. So both in the Old Testament, in Jesus' time, and in apostles' time, fasting was observed. So we can see that fasting is a practice. So it's an instruction, a Bible instruction, is a Bible ordinance, and a Bible practice to fast. So I want to ask, what is fasting? Abstinence from food and pleasures for the purpose of concentration on the scriptures and prayers. So when you abstain from food and other pleasures, just enable you to concentrate on the word of God and in prayers, you are fasting. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All through the Old and New Testament, men and women fasted. It's an authentic way of stirring up whatever God has put in us. Fasting is an authentic way of stirring up whatever God has deposited in us. So if we have deposits of the Spirit of God, the grace of God, it is stirred up in what? In fasting. Paul said to Timothy, stir up the gift of God which is in you. And one of the ways to stir it up is what? By fasting. So fasting is a means of stirring up whatever deposit God has put in you. In Mark chapter 2 verse 19 and 20, the scripture says something that is worth considering very seriously. Mark chapter 2 verse 19 and verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. Because they came to Jesus asking him, he said, the disciples of John, they are fasting. And your own disciples are just enjoying themselves and eating, and you are just enjoying yourself with them. He made this statement and said, can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. Which means this is not a time of fasting for this, my people. Something needs to happen first before they start fasting. Hallelujah. For you don't put a new wine in an old skin bag. Look at verse 20. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. Is Jesus still with us physically, or has he gone? I'm asking you. He has gone. So what do we do in these days now? The days are fasting. The days are fasting. He said we're going to fast when he's gone. He's gone. It's time to fast now. Say, it's time to fast. Tell your neighbor, it's time to fast now. Jesus has gone to heaven. This is the time of fasting. These are the days of fasting. Praise God. The apostles showed it as we read in Acts chapter 13. Let's take it again, Acts 13, 1 and 2. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas And Simon, that was called Ninja or Nigger, I guess he was dark in complexion. And Lucius of Cyrene, a Manaean, which had been brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. So there were even disciples in the house of Herod. As terrible as Herod was, they had disciples of Jesus living in his house. Praise God. Okay, look at verse number 2. And they ministered to the Lord. I like this. We can spend an hour in this particular word. Ministering to the Lord. They ministered to the Lord. And fasted. They ministered to the Lord and fasted. Which means fasting goes with what? Ministry to the Lord. In worship. In prayer. In searching his word. In fellowship. And then fasting. So fasting does not go alone. It's always fasting and prayer, or fasting with fellowship. They ministered to the Lord and fasted. And the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. How would the Holy Ghost have said that? They were having a fasting and prayer meeting and someone began to prophesy. That was how it happened. I pray today that the Holy Ghost will speak in your fasting and praying times. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 2 Corinthians 11:27. We saw the story of Paul in fasting. Talking about himself and what he has gone through. He said, in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings. Remember, there's a difference between watchings and fasting. He said, in watchings often, in hunger and tests. So hunger and tests is not fasting. And I said, in fastings, often. So that you are hungry, you didn't have food to eat, is not fasting. Fasting is that there is food and you refuse to eat it. So he differentiated between hunger and then fasting. Even watching and waiting is not fasting. You can wait upon the Lord without fasting. Are you hearing me now? Because we have not been well taught in this matter. To wait upon the Lord is to separate yourself from what is happening around and find a place alone to concentrate on the word of God and prayer. No distraction. You may be eating, you may not be eating. But if you're eating lightly, just to keep yourself, you know, so that you can wash your brain with the word of God. In fact, there are people here, I recommend more waiting than fasting for you. I didn't say don't fast, but what I said, I recommend waiting more than fasting. You know why I recommend it? Because you are so distracted in your fast. You are just having hunger strike. You are hungry and disturbing everybody. I say you're fasting. In the market, somebody say, madam, how much you say this? You say, if you want to buy, buy. If you don't want to buy, go. I'm fasting. Don't you know I'm fasting? I know you're fasting. I can see it. Praise the Lord. So what you need more is once in a while you separate yourself. Lock up yourself in the door and stay with God alone. You eat a little food and let God's word wash your brain. Praise the Lord. So there's something called watching, there's something waiting, there's something called fasting, and there's something called starving or hunger. They're all different things. You see all there. And cold and the nakedness. All right. Let me say this now quickly. Nothing can make you sharp and fast like fasting. Nothing can make you sharp and fast like fasting with the word of God and prayer mixed together. This three mixture will make you fast and sharp. As a man of God, this is minister's conference. Nothing can make you sharp and fast like what? A mixture of these three ingredients. Fasting with word meditation and prayer going together. If you combine these three ingredients, you become sharp and become fast. And I can say it simply, fasting makes you fast. Hallelujah. What is your slow motion can change. You can add fasting and get fast. Say me, I will fast and get fast. I will fast and move faster. Hallelujah. What fasting is not. Let me show you things fasting is not. Fasting is not a bribe to God to pressure him to do what you want to be done. Like some of us complain, I even fasted and nothing happened. I can see why nothing happened. Because you want to bribe God with your fast to do something. God is willing to do something before you fasted, after you fasted, and when you did not even fast. So there's nothing your fasting can do about making God to do something. He's been willing a long time. What fasting is not? It is not to pay a price. Like some people teach. Can you pay the price? Can you really pay the price? That's a very wrong doctrine. Especially because it belittles what Jesus did. Fasting is a show of your faith. It's not the paying of a price. The price has been paid. Who paid the price? Say with me, the Lord Jesus paid the price. He paid the price of everything and anything I will need from God. He paid it cash with his blood. So I'm not fasting to pay a price. It is not to help you enter into spiritual realm like some people teach. Like they say they are fasting to help them enter spiritual realm. But we saw in the other teaching that we're already there. So you don't fast to enter spiritual realm. Hallelujah. What then is it? What then is fasting? What does it do? Number one, it helps subdue the fleshly desires that oppress you to open up your spirit to receive revelation. That's the most important thing fasting does. It helps subdue your fleshly desires and open your spirit to receive revelation. Isaiah 58, verse number 6. Isaiah 58, verse number 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the band of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free. These are the things that fasting does. It undoes heavy burdens. It lets the oppressed go free. That it break every yoke. So fasting steers energy to deal with these things. It awakens the power of God in you to sort out things like that. But look at verse number 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. So in fasting, your light does what? Breaks forth. Your light breaks forth in fasting. And thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy right, in fasting, your health springs forth. Hallelujah. Thy righteousness shall go before thee. And the glory of the Lord shall be thy rear word. These are the things that happen in fasting. Please go back and study that Isaiah 58 and see the benefits of fasting. It is in fasting that you are sharpened as scriptures open to you. That is, you've been studying. For example, if you want to understand Revelation, study it fasting. Your eyes open, you will see everything clearly. Hallelujah. Why? Because it puts your flesh under and opens your spirit. Things you study don't understand. Just take a place in fasting and fast and study together. You are clear. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Paul left to Arabia. I guess he went there fasting and hid himself with the word of God for some years and returned back. Was overloaded. Fasting is the time of word study. Because your spirit is open to receive revelations from God. In fact, that's the purpose of fasting, to access revelation. If you ask me, I'll tell you that. Those who fast for other purposes, they, have a lot of trouble in it. Fasting is to access revelation that will give you elevation. And someone today is entering that realm. In the name of Jesus Christ. Daniel was not a prophet. Daniel was a politician, special advisor. But because he gave himself to studies, the Bible said in Daniel 9:3, he searched out through scriptures and he fasted. So through fasting and studies, Daniel became a prophet, major one for that matter. Say, oh Daniel, beloved, I have come to show you these things, to give you skill and understanding. And this man unraveled mysteries of what will happen even till today. Talk about the 70 weeks of Daniel. He gave precision when Christ will die. He said 70 days is up. Yes. 70 weeks is appointed. And he gave when it will happen from this one to this one until the Messiah be cut off. He actually told the people if they could study the day Christ will die, they didn't see it. That from the day the order came to rebuild the temple, to the time the temple will stand is 7 weeks. And from the temple rising to the coming of the Messiah will be 63 weeks. That's weeks in years. That's 434 weeks. And then the Messiah will be cut off. But he's not cut off for his people. He was giving precise description of what will happen in the later days, how Christ will come, when he will die, with death, the year given. With over 500 years before it happened. Because he gave himself to fasting. And is now called, Jesus said, the prophet Daniel speaking. He became prophet. People of God, giving yourself to searching scriptures with fasting and prayers will change your level. These three combination, you can't do without it. It is the apostle of grace, Paul, that said, with in fasting, he added often. So if you think grace takes away fasting, the apostle of grace said, in fasting, often. So the grace man fasted. Say, I will fast. Second, I will fast. And I will pray. Praise God. I'll tell you a secret. The secret of fasting is not just about the length of it. It is the regularity. In fasting, often, the oftenness. Jesus said, when you fast, the continuity, you keep fasting. No, the schedule of fasting, as you schedule it, you fast again. The continuity of fasting, that life of fasting, that's what makes it beautiful. Often, in fasting, often. Say, I will fast often. Second, I will fast often. Say, I will fast often. Praise God. Daddy, you're welcome. Clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. I told you he will meet us and he has come. Praise the Lord. So what does fasting do? It is humbling you or humbling yourself before God. Let's see 1 Kings chapter 21 verse 27. And it came to pass when Ahab heard those words, the prophet brought him a very terrible prophecy, that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and was softly. Even Ahab can fast when he's in trouble. You know Ahab? You know how terrible Ahab is? Well, he could fast. See what God said because of that. Verse 28. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah, the same Elijah the Tishbite, saying, 29. Seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before God? So even Ahab knows that in fasting, it means he has humbled himself before. He was intelligent enough to know that. And the same Elijah that you know the way of Elijah and Ahab, there are two. But God has spoken. The man said, see how Ahab has humbled himself before me. Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days. But in his son's days will I bring the evil upon the house. So God could change his mind, his plan, because somebody humbled himself in fasting. So fasting is humbling self. Fasting is humbling yourself before God. And let me make you think something. What if in the days of the sons of Ahab, he also fasted and humbled himself? What will happen? What will happen? It will be postponed again. Second, I will humble myself and fast. James 4:6 tells us what humility does. And one of the ways to humble yourself is in fasting. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So fasting stirs up grace. But not this one you fast and boast about it. Have you ever done 21 days? Me, I finished 21 days. I started 40. You have finished it. You have received all the reward. When you do this thing, Jesus said, secretly, what will happen? You rewarded what? Openly. So open reward is for those who do it secretly. But if you make it a show, you have received your reward. Say with me, I will learn to fast. What does fasting do? It intensifies our desire for God. Psalm 84, verse 2. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the cause of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. So how will your flesh cry out if not in fasting? Your soul can cry out through your words. Your spirit can cry out through prayer. But how will your flesh cry except by fasting? So in fasting, you have engaged both your soul in fasting and praying and studies. In prayer, you engage your spirit. In studies, you engage your soul. In fasting, you engage your body. So with fasting, prayer, and word study, you have engaged your spirit, soul, and body in full search for the Lord. Tell me, my soul will search for the Lord. My spirit will search for the Lord. Even my flesh will long for the Lord. Shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
So it's a complete desire and outpouring of self to seek God. Number four. What does fasting do? We have said what it's not. It brings a sacrifice of self to God. You can sacrifice money, you can sacrifice things, but what of yourself or your body is the sacrifice of your body? Let's see it in Romans 12 verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. So in fasting, you are giving God what? A living sacrifice. The sacrifice is still alive, but it's been offered. He says, be holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Number five, in fasting, you bring a worship to God. So fasting is a worship to God. Luke chapter 2, verse 36 and 37. This is a school of ministry, so we do our best to show you these things line by line, so you understand, we understand how it works. There was one Anna, I like it. One Anna, praise God, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, which means her husband died when he was after 7 years of marriage. And they had lived like that without a husband. But look at what he did. And she was a widow of about 84 years. That's 84 years. Which departed not from the temple, but served God with what? Fastings and prayers, night and day. Praise God. Lost the husband at 7 years after marriage, but chose to serve the Lord with what? Fasting and prayers, night and day in the temple. He gave himself as a sacrifice unto the Lord. We are going to heaven, oh, praise God. We saw it yesterday. We're talking about a cloud of witness. I don't know what they're doing that you think you're doing so much. When we get there, we'll see people, and they're watching you now, as we saw yesterday. Said, having seen this great cloud of witness, so what do? We lay aside every weight and everything that distracts us. There shall be no distraction. There shall be no distraction in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what are the types of fasts we have? We're not going to go in details, but let me show us Do you know there's a 6-hour fast? Just 6 hours. Especially for those who are pregnant or have some body challenges, ailments in the body, so they cannot fast. At least you skip breakfast and eat after 12. It's a fast. Children also fast like that. Praise God. Like my children will say, we are fasting. It is now 9 o'clock in the morning. They will not say, Daddy, we have fasted till 9. Senior fasting. I said, no, now it's not fast. He said, I will break it and start again. Praise the Lord. I said, please break it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's a 12-hour fast, which is what most of us do from 6 to 6. It's very good, especially if it's done repeatedly. Have you observed that the day you say you're fasting is the day hunger? Somebody... Praise the Lord. Ordinarily, you can be very busy, nothing, you know, you forget about food. But the day you now say is fasting, hunger from everywhere will. Praise the Lord. Because your flesh doesn't want it, and Satan doesn't also want it. Because he knows that it will steer you up. It will steer up the thing that's in you. Praise the Lord. That's a 24-hour fast. That is 24 whole hours without food. But I will warn, if you're going to do 24 hours without food, you must do it with water. I'm a pastor. I'll tell you the truth. Praise the Lord. There's a 2 days fast, there's a 3 days fast. Hallelujah. That is 3 whole days without food. You will not die. But I always say to my workers and my people, if you're going to fast for more than 3 days, let me know. We have to discuss it. Very important. Very important. Very, very important. Because there are many other things that are involved before you kill yourself. Instead, fasting will break you, break the fast. You didn't hear what I said? What did I say? It's all breaking. Either you break the fast or the fasting. Praise the Lord. Please drink a lot of water when you're fasting. Drink a lot of water when you're fasting. 21-day fast with vegetable changed the story in Babylon. There's something about fasting for a long time, a protracted time, continuously. But many of us fast without water. And the quote that Moses was in the temple, the mountain, without food, without water. But are you in the mountain? Say, yes, I'm in the mountain. Did you see God there? Did the cloud cover you? Somebody is covered with cloud. We don't know what is going on there. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me now? Medical doctors are here. A lot of them are here. I'm seeing about 4 medical doctors here. So they know that I'm saying the truth. That your body needs water. Am I correct? If you know about this woman, is it Amen McPherson, in those days of great revival, he'd be preaching like this and suddenly he's transfixed. Hang like that. I think one of these was for 3 days. The whole world gathered to watch like that. No food, nothing. You just transfixed. And crowd began to gather from everywhere, from the whole world, to see a woman caught up in glory. Do you know that when that glory lifted, he started from just the next word he wanted to say. He didn't know that time has passed. He just started from the next word. He said, as I was saying, people are like, she was not aware that 3 days has passed. That could be Moses' experience. So don't go there. Hallelujah. But Jesus, the Bible says, after he fasted, he became hungry, not thirsty. He became what?
Hungry.
If you have fasted for 7 days before, or 3 days before, you know that when you finish fasting, you should be, what will hit you first is terrible test, not so he must be drinking water. I didn't say he says so, but you can infer it. He was very hungry, not thirsty. Please fast with water. Even medically, they said that when you're drinking water, they should not correct me until we go to the office. It's washing the system. And you see yourself urinating, you feel very free and very light. And you feel better. In fact, fasting has a lot of even health benefits. I read about an experiment carried some years ago. They got two beautiful rats, mouse, good ones. And one they were feeding it 3 times a day. The other one, they were feeding it no food at all for 2 days. They will not give it one food. After some weeks, after 2 days, they give this one food. The other one, they're feeding it 3 times. They are feeding fat and very, very wonderful. The other one was looking lean, but he's still strong because he eats once after a long while. It was fasting. They were fasting the other rat, and they were feeding the other rat. After some weeks, they now give two of them the same poison. Rat poison. The fat one died within some hours. The other one survived it. Showing you that fasting makes you what? Stronger, health-wise. Experiment carried. Tell me, I will fast. Second, I will fast. Hallelujah. Let me give you some tips before we begin to pray. Fasting must go with prayer and word study. I've said that several times. Else it will be hunger strike. Fasting time is not a time of talking to everybody and scheduling excess meetings and extra meetings and all that. Do your best to clear your time of fasting. It's true that some of us, the work we do, we cannot but go to work and do other things. But clear yourself from heavy and serious engaging work in the days of fasting. Jesus said to them that their righteousness must exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees. He said they, one of the righteousness is that they fast twice a week. Telling you that the custom is to schedule a fasting. It may be once a week, twice a week, 3 times a week. But the more effective fast I know, just to normal fasting, is scheduling a fast weekly. Whether it's once a week or twice a week, this is your day of fasting. You choose a day. In this ministry, we fast every Monday. Praise God. But you can add an extra day, extra 2 days. Every Monday, we are all fasting. If you are working here, you are an evangelist here, you are fasting. Monday is a day of fasting. You can choose a day in your own area, in your own place, a day of fasting. Then if you're going to have a long fast, like every day, 21 days or 8 days or 10 days, it has to be dedicated to something. Do you hear me now? If you're going to have a fast, like you're going to do 21 days, 5 days, 10 days, or 72 hours, no food, dedicate it to something. Let there be a purpose for the fast. For example, Esther said, let us fast. And let's see what will happen in... where were they with that King Ahasuerus? So there was a fast with the purpose. Don't just fast. Fast with what? So you are dedicating this fast. Maybe you want to just develop spiritually, expand your ministry, but shoot your fasting towards ministry development. Because what you need in fasting is revelation and expansion of your spirit horizon so that you'll be able to do more for the Lord. From today, you will fast. Amen. I said, you will fast. Amen. If your fasting is going to be long, like 7 whole days, like I said, if you are working under me, get clearance from me. Because I want to know what God said to you. But the Bible said, the Spirit moved Jesus to the wilderness to fast. Something carried him there. He didn't decide to fast. I say this with caution. One of my friends I heard the other day in the north finished 40 days and started another one. He said that there's a kind of power he wants to see. They brought his cups. Don't die like that. Be smart. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Shout aloud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are the type that preach very strong with a lot of energy. Please fast and then break it with small and then start preaching. Before you fall on the altar, I will carry you. And they are now saying, milk, milk, milk. Malt, please, malt, malt, malt. We have seen that before. It is not that they are fasting till you preach that makes it. It is the energy you stirred up in the fasting. In fact, it's after fasting that the energy starts to show. Not even when you are fasting. Have you observed it? No, you are not in practice. If you are in practice, you know what I'm saying. You fast and then you break it lightly. The energy comes. Some of us have to start to study some of these things and get wisdom because things are happening. And in these days, you must be very, very wise. Very, very wise. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So dedicate it to something, to a purpose, like Esther. Decide the type. Don't just say, I'm fasting. Anyhow, I'm fasting. No, decide the time. Whether it is one day, whether it's 12 hours, whether it's 14 hours, whether it's... Just take a decision. This is the length of the fast. If anything happens and you break it, start again and make up for it. So there must be a time to enable you concentrate and commit yourself to the fasting. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah. Remember that the devil and even your flesh will not like you to fast. Satan tempted Jesus when he was fasting. Some say, I'm very hungry. I'm very, very hungry. Oh, that's the essence of the fast. Amen? Amen. If you are hungry, it means you are... I'm very hungry. In short, I'm hungry. That's why that's the fast now. That's the fast. The fast that you are hungry. Initially, you see the whole body is shaking. You're very hungry. But give me some time, the thing will just fade out. Are you hearing me now? Yes. You just fade out. You become stable. After maybe one whole day, you are feeling shaky. The second day, you are strong again. Just like that. Before you become very, very tired, that your body will try to drag energy from your skin and all that, it will take some 3 days or more. So fasting doesn't kill anybody. It makes you stronger. It makes you healthier. It gets you focused. It's all about you, not about God. Are you hearing me now? Yes. The whole fasting is about getting you good, ready to face God, steered up enough to do your... It's not about God. Your fight does not change God one day. God loves you and has a lot of things for you. Just like Dr. Barra told us now, Professor. He said that God has everything for you. You just want to know whether you are ready for it. So fasting gets you ready for what God already wants to do. It doesn't make God do anything. Praise the Lord. Receive the grace to fast. Never you fast for competition. Some people said, my friend fasted for 3 days. I will fast 3.5 to beat him. The Bible said, don't fast for strife. It's not a competition. There's no reward for the length of the fast. The reward is what you get from God in his word during the fast. So let the fasting time be a time of search of the word. A time of search for the word. Praise the Lord. All these things that happen, you will eat every day, eat morning, eat afternoon, everything in your mouth. Whoa, whoa. After some days, now say 3 days fast. Rubbish. You must be a man of fasting in a consistent manner. Are you hearing me now? Someone here today, something will happen in your spiritual life. Because the grace to fast orderly and to fast periodically and to fast with focus, receive it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have seen that these are the days of fasting. And Isaiah 2 verse 2 tells us that this is also the last days. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it in the last days. And we are in the last days. And these are the days of fasting, which means the days of fasting is the days of church growth. Yes. Why? Because we stir up power, the Bible says in Matthew 16, 18, to overcome. Let's see it. And I saw unto you that thou art Peter, and on this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So you stir up power to resist the gates of hell against your ministry. It's the days of fasting. The days of fasting. Somebody's ready to fast. Be on your feet and ask for that grace. Lord, grace to fast. Lord, grace to fast. Open your mouth and pray. Hashalabadosia. Grace to fast periodically. Grace to give myself to the word of God in my days of fasting. Grace to give myself to prayer in my days of fasting. These are the days of fasting. And the church, all of us must fast. Open your mouth and pray. Baroske baladishka. En sopradele ke brondo bolaha. I don't hear any sound, please. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I receive grace to fast and to fast orderly. And to fast orderly. And to fast orderly. I will not sell my birthright. Like Esau, the man of the flesh we are taught today, is a man of the flesh. He sold his birthright for a morsel of meat. I will not sell my birthright in Christ for a morsel of meat. I will give myself to fasting and to prayers and to ministering to the Lord. I will enjoy fellowship with the Holy Ghost by giving sacrifice of my body and my desires. Open your mouth and pray. In these days, when all manner of preachers are preaching all manner of things, some preach that, you know, this is time of grace, no more fasting. What a rubbish. These are the days they're going to fast. Jesus said, these are the days of fasting. Open your mouth and pray. Just this prayer asks for grace to fast, and to fast consistently, and to fast periodically. And to do it as unto the Lord. Ask for grace to live a life of fasting. Ask for God to open your mind and heart when you are fasting to receive inspirations and directions from the Lord. I receive grace. 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 In the name of Jesus, we are prayed. Amen. God has given me words for you. But before I speak that word, is there anyone here who is saying, Lord Jesus, come into my heart? Be my Lord, be my Savior. Jesus said you cannot put a new wine in what? An old skin bag. Fasting is not for unbelievers. If you are fasting like the native doctors do fast, you are opening up for demon spirits to enter. So fasting is for those who are born again. In some prayer houses, they fast. They fast a lot and they have more demons disturbing them. Because in fasting, they open up their spirit, more demons will enter. So fasting is for the born again. Jesus said it, that they will not fast until they are born again. Because when I go, when I die, they get born again. That's the time they start fasting. That's what Jesus said. Because it was his death that brought full salvation. That's when they will start fasting, not before that. And you are here this evening, you are saying, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I want to pray for you. Can I see you? I want to pray for you. I say, Lord, forgive me my sins. I know we are pastors here, but I know there will be one or two persons who are saying, Lord Jesus, help me. And say with me, wherever you are, even if you're watching the internet, this is life. Say, Lord Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. Thank you for saving my soul. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again to give me eternal life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this great salvation. I belong to you. I will live for you. I know that from now, I will fast unto your glory. Amen.